Welcome to Take on the Lake. I've got a story for you.
Hey everybody, welcome to Take on the Lake with Lake Expo. I'm Nathan Bechtold, and thanks for joining us today. We are talking about Hurricane Deck Elementary. We have some folks from Hurricane Deck Elementary here, and one of our own here at Lake Expo, the one, the only, the Kathy Brown. The Kathy Brown?
Sure.
The one, the only, the Kathy Brown.
Well, I mean, I can't be downtown, because that's Connor's.
Okay,
that's
Connor's. So Kathy asked me if we could talk a little bit, because Kathy is, her kiddos go to Hurricane Deck Elementary, and asked if we could talk a little bit about what you guys have going on. She's gotten more connected this year. So I'll just have our guests today introduce yourselves and we'll kind of jump in. So Robin?
Yes. I'm Robin Hodel and I have four kids at Hurricane Deck Elementary. Two of them are gone through and the other two are in there right now. And I'm the vice president of the PTO there this year. I've been doing that for about 10 years now.
Okay. So it was your turn to be VP.
Yes. No. Yes, okay. Exactly.
I know how this goes. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Very treasurer, good. Secretary.
I've been treasurer. Yeah.
Okay. Yes, you've rotated through the other one.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Yep.
All right. And?
I am Christy Mulder. I'm the principal at Hurricane Deck Elementary, and I am starting my 14th year out there. I've had two kids. One, he was in third grade when I came out there, so he only had 2 years with me. But my youngest, she just went all the way through pre-K four, so I'm sending her on to main campus this year.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. So 14, you're entering your 14th year of principaling.
Principal at HDE.
Okay. Yes. Well, where were you before you were at Hurricane Deck Elementary?
Well, I was 4 years as assistant principal at Oak Ridge, which is the fifth and sixth grade building on the main campus. And prior to that, I was their special ed process coordinator for a couple of years. And then I taught special ed at the high school. At Camden High School for 5 years.
Oh, great. So you've been with Camden School District a long time.
I was born here, so I'm like a 93 graduate.
Oh, okay. Great. I didn't even know that. So cool. Stuck around the lake. That's good. That doesn't always happen. So that's pretty cool. And then the Kathy Brown.
Yes.
Kathy is Lake Expo, do lots of things, Lake Expo person.
Many hats.
And many hats.
I took on the extra hat of being a part of the PTO, which I was very excited about because, kindly enough, Miss Mulder did, and I have to call you that, I'm sorry.
Hey.
Miss K, Chris, not yet. Maybe year five yet. She approached me and said, you know what? This would be something you might want to be checking out and seeing what it's all about. And I'm happy to do so. And I was nominated as the secretary. So now I'm secretary of PTO.
Sounds right.
For this year, which is great. So I'm very excited to be part of it and to help make a difference.
Yeah, cool. Okay, well, I might have Christy answer some of this. Just a little background on Hurricane Deck, like about the significance of the school and how, do you even know, how long has Hurricane Deck Elementary even been around? And like, what's your enrollment-ish? You know, give us a quick little snapshot on all that stuff.
The original building that where we, our site is now actually was built in 1950. We pick up the northwest side of the lake. So from the Niangua Bridge in Greenview, north, that's our boundary line. So we're about 16 miles off of the main campus. And we are the smallest building in the district.
Okay.
And our enrollment is very transient. So we'll run anywhere from 140 to, we've gone up to 209.
And what grades is it again? Remind me.
We are kindergarten through fourth grade.
Fourth. Okay.
We used to serve pre-K, but they've moved all of that into the main campus.
Okay. Do you pick up any of Horseshoe Bend or anything across there?
We do. We stop right at Port of Chima.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Interesting.
We'll go down MM down through there. Yeah.
Those are such funny, those district lines are so crazy. Like the way, it's like vestiges of when there was not a lake almost is what it feels like. It's like, oh yeah, no, there's just continues on. Like, no, there's a giant lake here. Cool. Well, so maybe name a few things that make Hurricane Deck Elementary unique in the district or in the community.
Well, I think one of the things that makes it unique is that since it is, so it's off campus. It is small. It's a very much community-owned school. And that's one thing that makes us so fortunate is our community really has invested into our school. And because we have some very diverse needs in our school, we win first place for the highest free and reduced population. So we have a low socioeconomic status population. Mm-hmm. And we will run, prior to COVID, we would run 72 to 79% of our entire population would qualify for free and reduced lunch.
Okay.
Now we run 66 to 72. And it's really been a matter of getting people used to filling out the forms again, because when we went into that state of emergency, everybody ate for free, both breakfast and lunch.
Oh, right, right. I remember
that. So coming out of that, it's really just hard getting everybody back into the practice of that. Okay. But we still, we have the highest need population there. We also are the highest rate of homelessness in the district.
Oh, wow.
Where will run anywhere from 16 to 25%. So a full quarter of our population will qualify under what's called the McKinney-Vento Act.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't have any hold on their shelter.
Right. A stable home. Sometimes they have a roof they're sleeping under, but that doesn't always mean they've got a home.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
All the way to literally we've had kids in tents.
Mm.
So, and then we also have the highest mobility rate. So we'll run in the double digits up into the 25, 26% rate of kids not finishing a full academic year with us. Mm. So it's a very transient population.
Is that, do those overlap a lot? Like, I mean, my guess would be that this sort of homeless or what that definition of homeless, probably there's a lot of people that are moving mm-hmm. through the district. Are they, you think those people are moving through the lake area generally? Are they kind of bouncing around districts, or do you get a sense for that?
They'll bounce back and forth because we might see the same kid 2, 3, 4 times in one school year.
Mm.
They'll bounce up to Morgan County, which is Versailles. So they'll find a connection there and they'll bounce up to Morgan County, come back. They might actually find a resource into the boundaries into the main campus and move into the main campus. So it's kind of a triangle.
Interesting.
Kind of happen.
Interesting. I have a guess, but I'd be curious to know, are those children more often than not anchored to a parent or not, or what is that? What are those broadly situations look
really
like?
Are the majority, a lot of our population, not just that population, we see several kids being raised by grandparents, mm-hmm. Relatives that they call an aunt or uncle, things of that nature, because of incarceration,
right?
Things like that. So we have a lot of kids being raised not by their parents.
Right. Yeah, that was my guess. Yeah, that you would see quite a bit of that. So that's unique. I mean, what percentage did you say of the enrollment qualifies under that definition?
For McKinney-Vento, for homeless,
mm-hmm.
we will fluctuate, but usually we are anywhere from 16 to 25% of our population.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's wild.
Because buildings on the main campus will be in the single digits. Mm-hmm. You might see 8%, 7%, you know,
mm-hmm.
Which might equal out to the same number of kids if they've got 800 kids in their building.
Right.
Versus 150 in ours, but it's the totality of our population.
Right. The proportion of that is huge.
The proportionality of it. So our kids, our budget constraints hit us a little bit because we have a very needy population, but we are a small school, small staff. Some of the other schools have more money in their activity account than I have in my entire operating budget for the entire school year.
Hmm.
So we lean in really heavy on our PTO to support us, which they always have been fabulous. So we have to get very creative with fundraising and things like that. And our community gets behind us. They are so wonderful.
Hmm. Yeah, that's great. That's great. We definitely want to lean into that. That wasn't actually a planned topic to talk about, but that's very interesting and curious to me. My only other question on that is do you have any sense for why Hurricane Deck Elementary, or maybe just why the lake area broadly sees that kind of transient kind of homeless? I mean, maybe not. I don't really know, but I'm curious what you see
this seasonal work.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
But I think it's a lot of it. And then Hurricane Deck in and of itself, we are in the least built up part of the lake.
Oh, sure.
There's less condominiums, less restaurants, all of those things. There's not on that northwest side, it's not built up like the Osage Beach side, things of that nature.
Right.
So,
yeah.
It's more residential and commercial.
Yeah.
And that's taken effect. Yeah.
Interesting. So you talked a little about budgetary constraints then, and obviously that places a strain on the budget to just do the stuff you need to do. What other pressures or interesting challenges do y'all face as a school when it comes to budgetary stuff?
Well, we've fallen to hop into it because you've been a parent and seen when we come to, but some of the professional development we want to be able to do different resources, things like that. And that's when we got involved. We got involved in the Leader in Me. We're going into full implementation year 13, which takes a lot of commitment. It takes a lot of training, so it's expensive. And the district helped pay for that for many years, but it doesn't anymore. And so PTO supports that and supplements that. We take our kids out into the community for public speaking, and civic organizations in our community help with Leader in Me training, which is a whole separate topic. I could do a whole show on the value of teaching the 8 Habits of Leadership by Dr. Covey. But when we did implement that as our building improvement plan, we went from the lowest achieving school in the district to the highest achieving school in the district.
Wow.
And we've maintained that, especially in ELA, that high level of we can hold our own against the big buildings on the main campus that have availability of a lot more things.
Yeah.
Because of the support systems that we have put in place and the trainings we've been able to do.
Great. That's impressive.
Yeah.
That's very cool. Let's then go into the kind of community support y'all get. I mean, we're here talking about the PTO and what role the PTO has and all of that. So let's get into that a little bit. What do you do? How do you kind of undergird the school? And Robin, I'll let you answer that one a little bit. What does that look like? What's the kind of the mission and the things you accomplish?
Yes, we're kind of a small group of people, and we like to do everything that we can for our kids is like our number one priority, is anything for the kids, because like Ms. Mulder talked about, the within this demographic, you know, some of these kids aren't experiencing the kinds of things that maybe they do on the bigger campus and things like that. So we try to provide those opportunities. We make sure that they have playground equipment as far as, you know, hula hoops and jump ropes and balls and all that kind of stuff. Otherwise, there wouldn't be any of that out there.
So PTO funds help pay for some of that stuff?
Yes, oh, okay. We do. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I'm being on the outside of that. I would just not have assumed that.
Yeah. Yeah. So we provide all of those kinds of things. We provide opportunities for some really great bonding get together parties. We do this monster bash in the fall, and then we do a carnival at the end of the year. And it's just, the kids just love it. And
y'all do the monster bash mostly for Kathy, though.
Is what I'm told. Yes,
that's her favorite.
Definitely.
That's mostly just for Kathy.
Costume theme every year now is based on how am I going to win that trophy?
That's right.
In that category.
Yep. Yep. Very sought after. Yeah.
So monster bash. You mentioned a couple others.
Yeah, the carnival. Okay. We do these great things, and the kids just field trips. Map testing incentives. When they're all done with their testing at the end of the year, they get to go bowling, and we help pay for that. And it means a lot. Like I said, that a lot of these kids don't necessarily wouldn't get those opportunities, but it means so much to them, you know. And it's like a small thing that we can do that really means a lot to a lot of these kids.
And those are things, Christy, that like maybe wouldn't be possible, like with the budget that you've got.
I don't have and none of the schools, like, we're not allowed to pay for field trips out of regular money. So if we didn't have the PTO, they're saying we are going to pay for any, you know, for the field trips I wouldn't have an activity. I don't have enough in an activity fund to pay for each grade level, having five grade levels out there to go on a field trip. So they make that possible.
Wow. That's great. Mm-hmm. That's great. Yeah. That it really enriches, I would think, kids' experience.
Yep. So. And it also adds to that special, I don't know, that feel for the kids that they get to do the special stuff that, they're included. They're part, they're part of this district, and they're part of getting to do cool things too.
Those things I think are some of the most memorable parts of your education.
They're core memories.
Frankly.
They really are. You know?
Yeah. And they're like, I mean, you have class every day and there's the grind and the grades and all the stuff, but then there's like those special moments that, I mean, those are rich from an educational perspective. That's cool.
And think about at the end of the year, especially like when you're just, you work so hard and then you get your field day and you get to actually get out there and be with your classmates and actually just be a kid. Mm-hmm. And that's what I think about this whole thing about keeping the fundamentals fun and letting the kids be kids. And those extra treat, that extra moment of, oh, well, guess who brought in some ice cream today to give to everybody? Guess who, you know, it isn't just that one or two kid where the, you know, the mom brings in the McDonald's. You remember when you were little and you were like, oh, they went on, they got, you know, they were out early, so they came back with the McDonald's lunch. Not saying that we need to plug brands. Sorry. Didn't mean to plug that. But it's
not a lot of talk about fast food. Remember, Kathy?
You're right, we're not. But that extra treat where they know, okay, I did something. I achieved something. Now just that little reward that will remind you like, okay. And to be in a safe and controlled environment where it's just you. It's in this moment where we're going to value you for what you're doing and what you're achieving. So
plus field day has always gave me the chance to like smoke all my friends in foot races. So that was for me growing up, that was the major benefit of the field day. I was bad at all the sports, but I was pretty fast. So yeah. That was my moment to shine. Yeah. Hey, you know, I mean, I'm not saying I'm on a wall anywhere or anything, but I should be. So let's talk then a little about how many people are on the PTO? What is like the community input there?
Well, we have four of us ladies actually that fill all the positions. And then we have some people that kind of come and help. We have parents that come and help with our events, which is huge.
Yeah.
It's hard to run it all by ourselves.
Okay.
So that's always good whenever we get that extra help. But that's pretty much it. Our president, Heather, this is her 13th year of being on the PTO. She had a break in her kiddos when she didn't even have a kid at the building and stayed on as our president so graciously. I can't say enough for the, you know, past members that have helped.
But you guys rely on, I mean, obviously you're kind of core PTO folks, but a lot of parents to volunteer, like people to jump in and help with stuff. So that's one of the calls to action is come jump in and help out.
Yes. That's one of the, we have definitely a lot of teachers that see the importance of it and know how it just brings smiles to kids, you know, when we're doing an event, especially that will come in and help
and tirelessly,
some of them. I mean, and that's huge. That's really big.
Yeah.
And, you know, like with being able to help with things like the Leader in Me, just all of those things. Yeah.
The Iditarod Read Banquet too. Mm-hmm. That's a big one. And that is where like, this was my first year back.
You have to say that more slowly because when you told it to me, I was like, I think you're pronouncing that wrong.
See, I did a read.
I did a read.
Not like, I did a rod,
but I did a read.
Yes. And
which
that one.
I love terrible jokes and plays on words. So that's wonderful. I love it.
And the big one, because the kids, they work really, really hard and they know that they have to reach these goals and they do their best in that time allotted, just like an Iditarod, you have to reach these goals. And if you don't, you don't get to go to the banquet. Mm-hmm. And that's the first prize. And then the second prize is whatever extra goals you achieve being there. But the kids all dress up. There's a wall of fame that they go get a nice photo up with their families that can come. And I saw the setup and teardown of it this past year. And oh my goodness, like it is a jaunt. It is a lot of work, but the kids just have fun and they can be there with their, you know, their classmates and enjoy and whoop it up for their hard work.
Whoop it up.
Yeah.
And
love
the PTO comes dressed like in black and white and helps to serve the kids.
Yes.
Oh, fun.
Because the kids fill out a menu as to what they want. So, and like we have kids in little tuxes and things like that. We roll out the red carpet for them. So Yeah, they have to try to beat their musher to know them, and they try to meet the same checkpoints and everything. So every Fun. March, when the Iditarod kicks off, we kick off our Iditarod.
Cool.
So yeah, the cool. PTO and help serve.
That's great. I like that event concept. Yeah. I mean, I love the name, but I also like the concept. So talk then a little bit about the golf tournament, because that was the original spark for us starting to talk about this, Kathy, was the golf tournament. This is brand new this mm-hmm. year. Okay. And so, you know, pretend like I know nothing about it and just what's going on with that.
Let me preface that and then I'll let Kathy sure. speak yeah. to it.
Please.
You know, we have to have money to to sponsor mm-hmm. these kinds of things. These, you know, the parties and the events and the, you know, sometimes we help buy T-shirts for the kid, reading T-shirts and all these things. So, you know, in the past we have these fundraisers and it just gets tiresome trying to have these kids go and sell things, you oh, know, yeah. and you know the same people get tired of buying these things. So we wanted to try something different, mm-hmm. and so something where people that are golfers, you know, they love golf. They want to golf anyway. And so we wanted to turn that into a way to fundraise for our school. So
I like that. I like that for several reasons, mm-hmm. actually. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well,
okay.
it gives like the adults actually some interaction, like buy the candy bar. You can right. buy the, what was it? The trash bags.
Yes.
And I was like, what are we doing with these trash bags? No, right. they're just bags.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, mm-hmm. so you just buy trash bags. So yeah. then I thought, okay, well, let's think. But I was like, well, what other fundraisers could we do? We sat mm-hmm. down, we thought of a bowling tournament. Mm-hmm. Something where the parents or other businesses can come and actually interact and actually show that they gave something and still had fun themselves. Mm-hmm. So then Nurse Lori presented mm-hmm. to Heather and said, hey, well, what about having a golf tournament? They have them at Indian Rock Golf Course every year, every week, every, mm-hmm. you know, and, yeah. and we know that if you're a golfer, you're a golfer, rain, you know, sleet or shine, you're oh, yeah. like the post office, you're mm-hmm. coming, you're mm-hmm. going to have some fun. You're going to actually, and it's to give back. It's to give back to, you know, the west side of the community, which we all know is a smaller community, like Ms. Mulder said. And it's letting the businesses kind of get their wall of fame recognition, where you can be a whole sponsor, you can be a gold sponsor, you can be platinum, whatever you want to mm-hmm. be, whatever you can give
sure.
is really also the incentive. If you can't play, then you can give back in some way.
Okay. And so the date of the tournament is the tournament is called Birdies and Books. love it. And it's going to be at Indian Rock Golf Course.
Yes.
The date is August the 10th.
Yes.
So not very far away.
Not far yep. away at all. Mm-hmm. Now this is,
what do yeah. you, so what do you still need? Do you still need some sponsors? I mean, I'm sure you would just take, you know, large bags
of course.
Unmarked bills as well.
Absolutely.
Whatever. Right.
But yeah. It is all nonprofit, yeah. FYI. And yes. we'll give you your courtesy Facebook post saying, thank right. you so much with your brand and your bag of money.
Right. Yes.
But if you would like to, we do need teams. That's the yeah. one thing okay. that we want. We want teams to come. We want them to be a part of it and just come out and play and have a good time. And yeah, this is our first one. It is definitely, I've played at these. I've never actually, you know, been in charge of helping promote and mm-hmm. well promote, yes, but not yeah. actually coordinate. So it's a whole other journey. And we've definitely received some great positive feedback from the mm-hmm. Lake Community businesses. And of course, Lake Expo, have to plug that one because here
oh,
we
yeah.
are. And, but yes, yeah, so like Super Splash and what Deco Insurance and a lot mm-hmm. of people are definitely
Lake Days,
mm-hmm. Marine Max, mm-hmm. she Teresa's nice. Great. Yeah,
oh, yeah.
You give what you can, and you participate when you can, and we're very, very grateful for that. But yeah, we need teams, so we okay. come play.
It's a 4-person scramble.
It's a 4-person yeah. scramble.
It's so to sign up your team, it's $320, right?
Correct. Yes.
Do you still need any whole sponsors or no?
You
set.
Maybe 2 or 3 more yeah, is what we need.
Okay, yeah. so we could use a couple of those, but the yeah. main ask is people to like just come and out and play.
Yes.
$320.
Mm-hmm. That's the biggest one.
Is it 18 holes?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It is an 18 okay. hole, and then we do have first, second, third place prizes already
nice.
Set in place, which was actually so, mm-hmm. and then yeah, and we have a couple of raffle items also that people can play on and see if they win a great raffle prize. So
yeah, 9 a.m. Yes. August 10th and. You should sign up to go. If you like to golf, just sign up for this event. Because again, it's like, well, could you play a cheaper round of golf somewhere?
No.
Actually, probably not. but maybe barely. But the bigger takeaway is this is actually a really great fundraiser for what the PTO does. Like, this is why I wanted to get into people's needs, how the money that PTO injects really gives kids like a better educational experience than they would have had if you weren't doing that, yeah, right? These are off budget. I mean, I don't know if that's the right way to say that. Budgeted things within the budget that you have.
Not allotted. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. I'm allotted.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so.
And I teacher training too.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Which is then goes directly to the kid, giving the students a better educational experience.
Yeah. So again,
it's a well-rounded,
It's a symbiotic relationship.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. That's right.
There you go. Good mm-hmm. biology term there, Kath.
The word of the day. Yeah. Thank you, Walcrats.
Yeah. So, yeah, but that's, I wanted to emphasize that because it's not just, I mean, there's a lot of golf tournaments and there are a lot of guys are golf tournaments, but that's what, this is a fundraiser. It really helps teachers and kids in a district that could use the help, frankly. I mean, in a school, a particular school in the district that could use some help. So I feel like folks can feel jumping in and then you don't have to buy the trash bags, you know.
they won't
try to say trash bags or whatever else. And you can actually win a prize. So what are we missing about PTO, community element, the golf tournament? What else do we want to add in the mix of all that as we kind of start to wrap up?
Well, we are, you know, a smaller kind of community, micro community up on the west side there, northwest side. And so we have had amazing sponsors before and people that have helped, you know, community members, you know. And so, yeah, anybody else out there is welcome to, you know, participate in that because we do. I mean, it's our local Sonic and our local, you know, grocery store, you know, Woods
Memorial.
And Kent Memorial.
Yeah.
It's huge. And, you know, Lake Days is right out there too. Mm-hmm. And like at our Monster Bash, we have all these local communities serve for a trick or treat in our gymnasium, you know?
Right.
So it does. It's just local. We appreciate our local sponsors, our local businesses and stuff.
Yeah.
It means a lot because we couldn't do it without them. And so
community is important.
Yes.
And it's a really tight-knit community for sure. I mean, the lake has several of those kind of micro communities within the larger lake community. And actually people outside the lake don't, I think, always get that, or that's surprising when they see that. But it sounds like that you guys, that's cool that you've got West Side businesses in particular that are really jumping in to go, hey, let's support this and come alongside them. So
that's good.
Well, props to those guys.
Yeah. And what's funny too, because we have our own, the PTO has their own Facebook page and so does Hurricane Deck. And I reached out to couple of the moms that have local businesses too, like Grand Welcome. And they're like, this is the first time I'm hearing about it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, well, I know Zach likes to play. Does he want to play? He's like, well, we can't, we're a little too busy, but we can do a whole sponsor instead. Mm-hmm. So it was nice that, you know, even some outlets that we thought we were pouring out to that still some parents or, you know, businesses are like, oh, we didn't know about it. So,
getting the word out.
Yes.
Doing our best.
Yeah.
We'll try to help.
Like to play golf.
Yes, please.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or
indeed.
Even if you don't.
That's right. Yeah.
Yes.
Just come out and.
I mean, all ages. Yeah. All ages. Mm-hmm. All there's, you know, there's brackets for everybody, literally, because that's what the colors are for.
And great.
Matt has to remind which one mine is.
Great. So how do folks sign up to play in the tournament, or even who should they contact if they want to just contribute or be a whole sponsor or any of the other sponsorship levels? I don't know if those are all filled up, but like, what should people do?
They can call me. They can call Nurse Lori. We do have a Facebook page out there that we force the day of is please just come out that day. And
8 o'clock registration.
Yeah. 8 o'clock is registration. Mm-hmm. 9 a.m. we're going to tee off and our shotgun is what they call it. And so
they can find you. They can call you just at Lake Expo.
That is
because
true.
Literally they just call Lake Expo and likely Kathy is picking up the phone at that point. So we're happy to be a conduit for that. So if you want to sign up, you literally could just call Lake Expo or like message us on Facebook.
Yes.
You can reach the PTO on their Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. Is there a PTO?
Yeah. And then there's a number on the flyer. Do we want to give out that number? Something else we want to give out in terms of like a contact point for people to sign up?
Just this number here.
Yeah.
Oh, want me to say it? Oh,
no,
okay.
That number.
Excuse me.
816-804-3673. That number again is 816-804-3673. Sorry, I had to do that. So that is that will get you in connection with Lori,
yes,
who you can sign up with. But again, there's a lot of different ways you could sign up. And again, when in doubt, just holler at the Lake Expo crew, and we'll connect.
And that phone number is 573-693-1990.
See, actually, you know what? I don't know if I could have done it from memory. I should not confess that. But 693-1990.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. That's Lake Expo's number. Yes. Okay. So lots of ways for folks to sign up. And obviously,
Elementary Facebook page. Just go to Hurricane Deck Elementary.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Message us there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Spread the word.
And please. Yeah.
Right. Because again, it's not just a golf tournament. It's really helping kids and teens at the Lake community. And that's cool. Yes. So, well, thank you for all y'all do to come alongside kids. I know you do a ton, and that kind of work is appreciated enough, regardless of how many appreciation dinners and all the things you can do. It's always, there's never enough appreciation. I know. I know that to be a fact. So thanks for all y'all do. And thanks for coming on and talking about this a little bit. We're going to get some people signed up to come swing a club.
Yes. Thanks for providing the opportunity. Yeah.
I need to plug my husband for Thrive Coaching.
That's right.
Who's sponsoring a hole too.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So thank you, Thrive.
Mm-hmm. Thrive.
Thrive Coaching. Yeah. All right. Very good. Anybody else we need to plug before we sign off? Going once, going twice. All right. Well, if we remember one later, we'll just throw them in the comments or somewhere else. And again, folks can find out more about the tournament. We'll post some info about Lake Expo about the tournament as well.
Awesome.
Great. Okay. Well, hey, everybody, thank you for tuning in to Take on the Lake. Remember to sign up for the golf tournament. If you're in the Hurricane Deck Elementary sphere and you just want to help a little bit, reach out. Their PTO has a Facebook page. Mm-hmm. You can support them that way and just come alongside them and help kids and teachers to have a great experience. And we'll keep pressing on. That's been our Take on the Lake. Stay anchored, stay curious, and we'll see you soon.